Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches. We will get on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis all the way at the bottom of the Amid. Bamine Rav Chiya Bar Abba. They asked the following question from Chiya Bar Abba. Shachach Kedera Al Gabi Kira. If somebody we've been discussing in our shurim since we began Beizer Hashem Yisbarach, this perek, we've been discussing the halacha of Shia, which means leaving food on the oven from Erev Shabbos. And somebody left a pot on the oven before Shabbos. We're speaking here where this kira is ain't a grufa ktuma. They didn't have grufa ktuma, and since he didn't have grufa ktuma, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to leave food on such a pot. He on such an oven. This person had the intention of taking off the pot after Shabbos, before Shabbos, and he forgot. Shachach keder al gabi kira, somebody forgot food on the kira that's not grufa ktuma, ubishl b'Shabbos, and it got cooked on Shabbos. What is the halacha? Ishtik, he remained silent, and he wasn't able to respond. L'machadarach nafesh lehu, the next day, and as Rashi explains, the question here is going according to the Manda Omer, that a tafshil that's not mavushal called tzorchoi, if it's not completely cooked, you may not leave it on the oven if it's not grufa ktuma. Another way of explaining the question is even according to Hananya, the only time you're allowed to leave food on the oven from Erev Shabbos if it's not grufa ktuma is if the food is cooked kamacha ben drusoi. But if it wasn't cooked kamacha ben drusoi, even Hananya would hold its asur. And therefore the question here is, what would be the halacha? Taisus makes the point that we learned earlier in our Masechta that if a food, as Taisus, if a food is raw, then it's mutter, because nobody thinks about it when it's raw. So the Rishonim answer that that's only by meat. By meat, so for tonight it won't be ready, and for tomorrow it'll be ready anyway. But by other foods, we don't have such a heter. And since we don't have such a heter, the Gemara's question is, either according to the Chachamim, if it's not grufa ktuma, it's not mutter. And therefore the question here is, if it's not grufa ktuma, what happens if I left it there? Or, according to Hananya, when it's not Bachel ben Rasoi. Says the Gemara, Ishtik, v'loy amalav midi, he remained silent and wasn't able to answer. L'machad nafav gadar shluhu. However, the next day, Reb Chiya Bar Abba came out and said the following drasha. Hamamashal b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks food on Shabbos, the loch is b'shoigig yo'echol, that if that food was cooked b'shoigig, you're not to eat the food even b'Shabbos. B'mezid lo yoichu, but if it was cooked b'mezid, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. There's a clear distinction between food that was cooked between shoigig mezid v'lo shno. Regarding the shaila that was asked regarding shia, there is no difference. He made a statement v'lo shno. What's the definition of mezid by Shia? So the way the Rishash explains that the person put down the pot on the oven on Erev Shabbos with the intention of taking it off before Shabbos, which of course is permitted. And then when Shabbos came and he knew that he's supposed to take off the pot, he deliberately left it on the oven. Before we go further in our shir, which we're going to talk about, what is the halacha by Shia, what is the definition of what we just said when the Gemara used the word Lashna, let's speak about Mevashel b'Shabbos. The halacha is, and even though Mevashel is what's used as an example, Mevashel is not the only example. The halacha is if Yisrael did Melacha on Shabbos, if he did it b'mezid, he may never have Hano from that Melacha, and other people may have hanor from that melacha on Motzei Shabbos. So if somebody cooked food on Shabbos b'mezid. Other people may eat that food. The mevashel may not eat that food. If it was cooked b'shoigig, then both the person who cooked it or other people may use that food immediately, may eat that food immediately. Now, there's a very important, there are a number of important points that we need to make here. The first point that we need to make is that this is very, the case that we're speaking about here is very different than the case of Shia. Mevashel and Shia in Halacha are very different. Why are they very different than Halacha? Because the Mevashel did a Malacha b'yadayim. He did a mamas a maisa malacha. And since he did a maisa malacha, on one hand, what he did is much more serious. He actually cooked food on Shabbos. That's obviously much more serious. On the other hand, we need not be concerned that people will be lenient to deliberately do a malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, b'shoigig, we're much more lenient. And even b'mezid, we're lenient for other people to have hanah from that melacha. And in fact, I saw a very interesting shaila that the Chai Adam makes a very important point. The Chai Adam makes a point to say that if somebody stirred the food on Shabbos, or which we've been learning in our shiurim, under certain circumstances, stirring food on Shabbos may be considered a maisa bishul. So if I stirred your food on Shabbos, what would be the halacha? Rikvega discusses the shaila. Would the food become asr? Particularly if it was done b'mezid, where we just learned in the Gemara that b'mezid chazal were very strict. What would be the halacha? So Rikvega makes the following point. He says, what would be the halacha by a carbon? We know what halacha is, that if a kuzar or yisrael does any portion of the avodah, it's asr. What's going to be the halacha if yisrael stirred the meat that was being that's cooked part of the carbon process? So there, Rabbi Kivega says it's poshut that the person, the zar, would be chayiv for doing an avodah on a carbon that yisrael's not allowed to do avodah, because there the isr avodah is not because he's accomplishing something with avodah. The issue is based that the Yisrael is not allowed to do Avodah. And if the Yisrael does any part of the Avodah, the carbon becomes possible. Whereas over here, the Yisrael, the person really didn't accomplish much. The food would have gotten cooked anyway. And since the food would have gotten cooked anyway, the Paiskim want to take a more lenient approach. What's the point we're trying to make with this discussion? The point we're trying to make with this discussion is a very important point. That even though we're learning, we just discussed what's the halacha of mevashel on Shabbos and how serious it is and the differences between shogeg mezid and the differences between the people who cooked it and other people, all of that discussion is when something was accomplished. The Chai Adam makes this point also. He says when we speak, because when we said the halacha mevashel, we said that the halacha mevashel is not limited to mevashel. The halacha mevashel is regarding any melacha that's done in Shabbos. That's absolutely true. Even though it's talking about any melacha that's done on Shabbos, it has to be a melacha where something is accomplished with that avoida. If nothing is accomplished with that avoida, then it's a different halacha. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, he asks a very interesting question. There was a Rav Gurwitz, the Gate said Rosh Hashiva, was asked this question. There was a pot of hot water on Shabbos, an urn with hot water on Shabbos for people to drink tea. And Gate said in England, they drink a lot of tea. And there was a woman who worked in the yeshiva, and she saw that the boys in the yeshiva, she was concerned that there wouldn't be enough hot water available for the boys in the yeshiva. And she added some cold water on Shabbos. So now what's the status of the rest of that water? Can you drink from that water on Shabbos? So Rav Gurwitz was makel. And the reason he was makel was as follows. He says the moment that she put in the cold water, she didn't accomplish anything. When is what she did considered that she accomplished something? When that water got cooked together with the rest of the water. At that point, that water was bottled b'shishim, and therefore he was lenient. So we just discussed, the Gemara discussed, we discussed the halacha mevashel, if you cooked. But then the Gemara, which is the way the shiur began today, want to know what is the halacha regarding shiur. And the Gemara made a statement, v'lo shno, but we don't understand, we don't know what that means. Ask the Gemara, my v'lo shno. What is the definition of v'lo shno? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Mitavayu, they say whether it was done b'shoigig or b'mezid, we could be makel by shia, because mevashel who the covered ma'isa, mevashel something was accomplished, the food got cooked on Shabbos, and therefore b'mezid, that's why Chazal made a knas the lo yoichel, that you may not eat that, you may not eat the food. However, aval hai, when we speak about shia, the like covered maisa, where there was no maisa actually done, that's why b'mezid nami yoichel, we could be lenient b'mezid. The Prima Godim brings a raya from our Gemara that when we speak about these halachas, there's no difference between mezid or shoygig. It doesn't make a difference whether we're talking about esed deraisa or esed derabbanan. Because our Gemara could have easily differentiated between Issa the Rabbanan and Issa the Raisa. You don't see that the Gemara makes that nafkamina, makes the Prima Godim the point that the fact that it's an Issa the Rabbanan or an Issa the Raisa is not the factor. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, on the other hand, says that by Shia, we're always going to be machmer, both by Shegig and by Bezit. Why? Mavashel hud l'asila rumei, and this goes back to something we discussed earlier. People don't deliberately, at least in the world that they lived in, people did not deliberately do melacha on Shabbos. And since people don't deliberately do melacha on Shabbos, I'm not worried that somebody's going to be mevashel on Shabbos and say it was a shogig. Therefore, be shogig yechel. By shogig, we could be lenient. Aval hai dosel rume. People will look at the situation of Shia very differently. As we've been discussing, Shia only happens on Erev Shabbos. And since it only happens on Erev Shabbos, people are going to say nothing was done wrong. It's not even Shabbos. And therefore, we have to be machmer and say the b'shoigig nami lo yoichel. So I saw that the Sefer Michas Ariel asks, I don't understand. What's the discussion of our Gemara if it should be mutter or asur? We know, and we've discussed this concept many times, that loch is a dovish yesh lematirin. Something that's ultimately mutter is never bottle. And the Gemara says a svara, because atcha taichlena be'isser, taichlena be'heter. Instead of having a shaila, if it's mutter or osser, just wait. So asks the Michas Ariel, why are we having a discussion if I'm allowed to eat this food or not allowed to eat this food? Wait till Matzoh Shabbos. And a Matzah Shabbos, I wouldn't have a Shiloh. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, so he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when is something considered a Dovash Yesh Lematirim? When I don't know the Metzias, I don't know the physical Metzias of this food. So there's a concept, the Dovash Yesh Lematirim, Acha Techlana Be'isr, Techlana Be'heter. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and he quotes the Pri Chodesh, when it's a question of halacha, what's the halacha, mutter or asur, there is no svara of atcha taichlena be'isa taichlena be'heter. Meisvei, ask the Gemara the following question. It says in a braisa, shachet k'dei ragab akira, if somebody left a pat on the oven, ubishl b'shabbos, and the food got cooked on Shabbos, it says here, b'shoigig yoichel, if this happened b'shoigig you may eat it, b'mezid lo yoichel. Says the Braisa, b'medvar mamurim, when do we make this distinction between shogig and mezid? B'chamish lo yuch mekol tzorkon, water that wasn't cooked completely, didn't come to boil, v'tavshish lo bishl kol tzorkoy, or food that wasn't fully cooked. Aval chamish yuch mekol tzorkoy, if the water was already completely boiled, or v'tavshish lo bishl kol tzorkoy, the food was completely cooked, the halacha is, b'ein b'shogig, b'ein b'mezid, yoichel divrei meir. So Meir is very clear. that you're allowed to eat it under these circumstances. Rabbi Yudaimer, Chame Shokma Kol Tzarchai Mutarim. If the water was completely boiled, it's mutter, Nishtam Stamik V'raloi. Water is a food, which by definition is Mitstamik V'raloi. Once the water is boiled, it only is a negative that you keep on boiling it, because it will only cause that the water should evaporate. The food, however, that was completely cooked is osur if you left it on the kira that didn't have grufa and ktuma, because food typically gets better the longer you keep it on the oven. The kolam mitstamik v'yofaloi, anything that's mitstamik v'yofaloi, and the Gemara gives us examples of such foods, could go in kruv, cabbage, upulim, beans, ubasatar of chopped meat, osur is also to be eaten if it was left on an oven that didn't, on a kira that didn't have grufa ktuma, but call mitstamik v'raloi, but if it's food that's mitstamik v'raloi, it would be mutter. Point makes the Gemara its point. Ketanim here, what it's saying this brisa, the tafshish loibisah shel katzarkai, if it wasn't cooked all the way, if it was b'shoigig, you're allowed to eat it, and if it's b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. So b'shlam el Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak loikasha, I can answer, because we're going to learn there was a gzeira made regarding such foods that were left on a kira that wasn't grufa ktuma. So we could say kan koidim gzeira and kan lach gzeira. We can make that distinction that there was a difference between originally it was only osu b'mezid and then they expanded it to shoygig. El Rabbi Yosef Amar la Teira. That Rabbi Yosef said that food that's left on a kira, that's not grufa ktuma, and they say it's mutter, both b'shoigig and both b'mezid, ikoidim gzeira. If before the gzeira kasha mezid, how do they say it's mutter? Ilach gzeira, and after the gzeira, even shoygig is difficult, and that the Gemara, because after the gzeira, even shoygig became osur, and they're saying that both shoygig and mezid are mutter. What are they going to do with that brisa? And the Gemara, in fact, remains with a kasha. So we spoke about a gzeira, wants the Gemara to know my gzeira. What is the definition? What's this gzeira all about? Says the Gemara. Dom Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kahana, Omer Rav. B'tchila ayoyimrim. Originally the halacha was a mevashel b'shoygig. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos b'mezid yoichel b'shoygig yoichel, if it was cooked b'shoygig, you could eat it b'mezid lo yoichel. V'hu adin l'shecheyach. And they said that the same halacha applies to somebody who leaves food on a kira that's not grufa ktuma. However, says the Braisa, Mishraba Mashma Mezid. And again, as I said earlier in the Shia, they looked at Shia in a very lenient way. Because it's all before Shabbos, and it's hard to put it's hard to accept that it's before Shabbos and it's a malacha. And therefore, what happened was, Mishraba Mashma Mezid, there were many people that did Shia intentionally, Vaimrim, and they used to say, Shkoichim He'enu, we forgot. Chaz v'gantzval ha-shoicheich, they said that even somebody who's a shoicheach should be machmer. And that's the brisa. That's the gzera. We quoted a moment ago the opinion of our main Rabbi Huda regarding people who left food on the oven before Shabbos. And the Gemara wants to evaluate how to understand the opinion of Meir Rabbi Huda in the brisa that we just quoted next to the opinions of Ramei and Rabbi Huda that we quoted in our previous shiur on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And ask the Gemara, Kasha de Ramei ad Ramea, Kasha de Rabbi Huda Rabbi Huda. And let's understand the question. In this brisa, Ramei said, food and hot water that was fully cooked before Shabbos, that was left on a kira that's not grufa ktuma, you could eat on Shabbos. In the previous year, he said that only by chamim that was left on a kira that wasn't grufa ktuma, could we be lenient. By tafshel, by cooked food, he was never lenient. So that's the question of Rameya. Rabbi Huda, in this brisa, said that even food that's fully cooked, that's left on a kira that wasn't grufa ktuma, if it's mitstamik v'yofaloi, you may not eat on Shabbos. He said in yesterday's shir that if it's he said that if it's fully cooked, we can leave it on such a kira. Says the Gemara, Dramea Dramea Loikasha, we can resolve the opinion of Rameya, Halachatchila Habadiyavid. The previous Braisa is talking about Lachatchila, and Lachatchila Rameya's opinion is that only hot water could be left. Cooked food could never be left on a pot, on a kira that's not grufa ketuma. But Rameya in this shir taught us that b'diyevid, if you did it, you could eat that food. The Rabbi Yehuda nam lo kasha, the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda could also be resolved. Kam begrufa ketuma. The braisa is the first, yesterday's shir is talking about grufa ketuma, and since it was. And this braisa is ben a grufa ketuma. When it's grufa ketuma, he lets you put food that was nizbashal katzarchai, even if it's mitstamik v'yafaloi. Why? Because it's grufa ketuma. But if it's not grufa ketuma, then if it's food that's mitstamik v'yafaloi, he'll have to be machma. Ask the Gemara, ibayluhu, ava v'shava mai. Ask the Gemara a new question. If somebody went and left food on an oven that didn't have grufa ketuma. In other words, we're dealing, Rashi says, with a person who is amazed. So now the question is, that all the Rishonim try to understand. What's this question? We just said that that's the subject of a machloikis of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya holds that food that was not fully cooked before Shabbos is asur. If it was fully cooked, it's permitted. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's even completely cooked, if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi, it's asur. So what's the Gemara's question? So Ritva says that the way to learn the Gemara is a very interesting way. We just learned that mitzdamik v'yafaloi, even if it's fully cooked but mitzdamik v'yafaloi, we have to be machmer. The question is, what's the halacha if the food is indeed a food which is mitzdamik v'yafaloi? It's indeed a food that gets better, but here there was no opportunity for the food to get better. So is that considered osur? Because the reality is that this is a food which is mistamik v'yafaloi, or do we say that since right now it isn't yet mitstamik yafaloi, right now it didn't yet get better, since it didn't get better, we could be lenient. Says the Gemara, Mikat Sur Rabbanan Loi, were Chazal Machmer in such a situation or not? Toshma, Dama Shmu Ban Nosson Omrab Chanina, Ksholach Rab Yosi Litzipuri, He found that they had put water on a kira that wasn't grufa ketuma, and he didn't say anything to them. But there were eggs that were left on such a kira, nishtal kira of asalahen. My laugh, lost the Shabbos. So we here we see that anything which is mitstamik v'yafaloi, presumably even if it didn't get better yet, it's asur. Says Merloi. It could be for this Shabbos he was lenient. What he meant to tell them was, the Shabbos haba, next week, don't do this. Michlal, but makes the Gemara the point. From here we see, the bay mitzumokos, shriveled eggs, mitzdamik v'yofalaninu. The longer you keep them on the oven, the better. Says the Gemara, in, absolutely. Damar avchama b'chanina, pamachas nesrachte aniv rebi l'mokam echad. Rebbe and I came to a certain place. They brought us eggs that had shrilled up, that the egg looked like a very small apple. The question is, if somebody continues the Gemara, we begin now the sugya of Chazara. It says the Gemara, Beisila says, that Chazara may be done on Shabbos. Omer, Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, L'divrei Omer Machzirim, according to the opinion that says that Chazara can be done on Shabbos, the loch is afilo b'Shabbos. Not only, this is the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara, not only may Chazara be done Friday night? Because when I'm doing it Friday night, it's obvious that I still need to eat Shabbos by day. But even by Shabbos by day, where there I should maybe be more machmer, because it's not obvious that I'm doing the Chazara for the purpose of being able to eat again on Shabbos. I already ate my Shabbos meal. Still, says the Gemara, when Beis Hillel says Chazara is mutter, it's mutter under all circumstances. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. I'm going to quote the opinion of Tosfos regarding Chazara. We're not going to learn the sugya with Tosfos' approach, but I want to mention what Tosfos holds. Tosfos says a chiddush. When we speak, as we've been speaking since we began the perek, and we make a distinction between Shia and Chazara, in all of our shiurim we've said that Shia means that you did it from Friday, and Chazara means you're doing it on Shabbos. Tosfos says a chiddush that it's possible to have Chazara even on Friday. How is it possible to have Chazara even on Friday? Says Tosfos, if it's so close to Shabbos, when you put the food on the oven, that the food can't get warmed up before Shabbos comes. And therefore, the chiddush is, and therefore, says Tosfos, that is considered also Chazara. Vav Rav Oshia Sover, and also Rav Oshia agreed that when Chazara is permitted, af machzir nafil b'Shabbos, you may do Chazara even on Shabbos. Dom Rav Oshia, pamachas hayino oimdil elam Rav Chiya Rabba, we were once standing next to Rav Chiya Rabba, v'helonu kimkum shel chamin, and he brought up from us a kettle of hot water, medyuta tachtoina ledyuta alyoina, from the lower floor to the upper floor, umazagna lois akois, and we diluted the cup of wine with hot water. We discussed earlier in the Masechta that they used to dilute wine with hot water, v'gzana l'mekoymai, and then we put the kettle back on the kira on the lower floor, and he didn't say anything to us. So from here we see that even by day, Chazar is mutter. Even by day, Chazar is mutter, and there's no reason to be machmer. Says the Gemara, as we continue discussing under what conditions Chazar is mutter or not. Amrav Zreika, Amrav Abba, Amrav Tadoi. Loi Shanu, Al Shari Demiyadai. When is Chazara mutter? When the pot is still in your hand. You held the pot the entire time. Avanichna al gabakarka, if you put the pot on the floor, so that shows that you terminated what it was till now, and therefore you can't put it back on the oven. Om Rav Ami, Rav Tadoi the oven legamei the oven. This the Rav Tadoi said is his own opinion. However, says Rav Ami, Hachi Amar B'chi Amar Rav Yochanan, Afila Nichal Gabakarka, even if you put it on the pot, on the floor, it's mutter. Pligber Rav Dimi, V'Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, we had a similar machlokes. V'shmayim v'shtavayu mishmei de Rav Elazar Amri, Chara ma'odim b'yodim mutter. If the pot is still in your hand, that's when chazor is mutter. Agav karka, but if you put it down on the floor, it's asur. The Charamah and the other man Dama said, Hinich al Gabakarka, even if you put it down on the floor, it's mutter. Omer, Chiski Mishmei Dabaya. Hoda Amrit, this that we just said, Oidim Biyodi Mutter, if it's still in your hand, it's mutter. Loy Amar El Shadat Alachser. You have to have intention to put it back on the oven. Av Ein Dat Alachser. If you don't have intention to put it back in the oven, it's asur. Mikal, from here we see the Gabakarka, that if you put it on the ground, afapi shadat alachser, once you put it on the ground, it remains asur. Ikedamri, but there's a different version. Amachiski mishmei debaya, hodamri al Gabakarka asur. This that we said that if you put it on the ground, it's asur. Loyamar al shayin dat alachser, where you had no intention to put it back. Avadat alachser, if you had intention to put it back, mutter. Mechlal, from here we see that this opinion holds, oidim b'yodoy, as long as it's in your hand, it doesn't make a difference what's in your mind, abish ein dat alachse, it's mutter. We're going to speak to Alok in a moment. B'ay Rabbi Yirmiya, tolim b'makel, if you hung the pot up on a peg, or hinichan al gaba mita, or you put it on a bed, not on the floor, what's the Alok? Is it equal to putting on the ground, or not? B'ay Rabbi Yirmiya, b'ay Rav Ashi, pina me'mech le'mecher, you took it from one kettle to another. You took the hot water, that you took off the kira, put it into another kettle. May put that water that's in a new kettle onto the oven if you had a mind and you didn't put it down, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. So to speak, halacha l'maisa, when is chazara mutter? In order for chazara to be mutter, there are many conditions that have to be met. Number one, the kira has to be grufa ktuma. That means you certainly can't put the pot back on the oven if you didn't cover up the fire with a blech. The food has to be mevushel kol tzarkai. The food still has to be hot. It still has to be yad seledus. When you took it off the oven, you had a mind to put it back on the fire. And another halacha is that you're not allowed to put it down on the ground. That means you have five conditions, and all five conditions have to be met to make it mutter. Now, there's a very fundamental question. When we speak about data lahachsir, how do we understand the halach of data lahachsir? Doesn't mean that you have to have active kavona to put it back. And only if you had active kavona to put it back, that's when chazara is mutter. Or if you didn't think about it, what would be the halacha? There's a very famous shaila that the poskim discuss. There was a guest in someone's home. And he was trying to be a good guest. He was trying to be helpful. And it's Friday night. And Friday night, we eat soup typically. But the soup pot, we take off the oven. And we don't intend to put the soup pot back on the oven. This person, the guest, wasn't so familiar with all the pots and pans that are in the oven. And instead of taking the pot off the oven, the soup pot off the oven, he took the cholent pot off the oven. Of course, the cholent is meant to be eaten for on Shabbos by day. So now the question is, what is the halacha? Do we say that this person thought he's taking off the soup pot, and the soup pot has no intention to put back on the oven, and therefore it should be a problem with chazara? Or do we say this person made a mistake? He thought it's the soup, and it wasn't really the cholent. And therefore, that's not considered that it was ein data lahachsir. So it's a very big machloikus, Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Shach. Rav Shach says that our Gemara says you have to have data lahachsir. And since you didn't have data lahachsir, it doesn't make a difference what your intention was, what that it was a mistake or not. It's awesome. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't have to have a positive machshava that I want to leave it off. And therefore, since you didn't have that positive machshava that I want to leave this soup, this pot off the oven, it wasn't your pot to have that machshava, then we could be more makel. Another question. What happens, the Gemara says, that if you put the pot down, then you can't do chazara. What's going to be the halacha? You put the pot down, but you're still holding on to the handle of the pot. Is that considered you put it down on the karak or not? So Ramosha and Igris Moshe, and Oyer Chaim Chelik Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet Oyslam and Gimel is Mekel. And he says it's based on the wording of Al Gemara. Al Gemara keeps on using the word hinicha. That means you put it down all the way. If you're still holding on to the handle, that isn't considered hinicha, and therefore, he says that you're allowed to put the pot back onto the oven. But it seems that other paiskim are more machmer, and the bi'alocha seems to be machmer, because the bi'alocha, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Beis says, kirishi grufik tuma, v'not lak der me'aleo, Afil b'shabs mutar lachziro kol zman shira sachas. Says the Ramah, v'oiden b'yodo, v'lo yenich al gaba karka. So the B'alocha asks, if the Ramah says that's oiden b'yodo, why does he have to also say the lo yenich al gaba karka? So it seems that the B'alocha is coming to teach us that it could still be oiden b'yodo. It could still be in your hand. But if you put it, it has to also be lo yenich al gaba karka. Because if it's yenich al gaba karka, oida b'yodo will not help you. Another question is, what happens if your gas went out and you want to put your, and you want to take your pot that was on the gas that went out to the next store? Are you allowed to your neighbors? There's no problem of an Erev, obviously. And you could want to carry your pot onto your next door neighbor's oven. Are you allowed to or not? So, really, it seems that from the Ramah that we just learned, it has to be Oida b'yodav lo'inich al gaba karka. So, it seems that it should be ma'asur because it was hanich al gab, it's al gaba karka. The oven that's off is like al gaba karka. So I saw from Reb Tzin Abishol in his Sefer Or Letzion that he makes a very interesting nafkamina, how to pask in the shayla. In our previous year, when we began the discussion regarding chazara, we discussed that there's a question, what is the basis of the issa chazara? Is it because it's mechzik mevashel, or is it because of shem yichata begecholim? So it could be that that's the question here. If I'm taking it from one oven to another oven, it's not mechzik mevashel. But there is a problem that it maybe got cooled off, and I'm going to be mechata begecholim. And therefore, there may be a difference between the two, the machloikus rishonim. What is the reason for chazara being mutter or asur? The Rif takes an interesting approach, and he says, whenever we have a question, and all of these questions of chazara, since it's issa d'rabbanan, we could be makel. Many paiskim aren't agreeable to that approach, and it really goes back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year, and that is, how do we look at the Dovah Sheish Lematirim? Do we say when it's a Shailen Halach, we consider the Dovah Sheish Lematirim or not? One more important question to discuss. We just discussed, what are the conditions under which Chazorah is Mutter? What are the conditions that Chazorah is Asur? But is there a nafkamina in Chazorah between putting it inside the oven or on top of the stove? Most Paiskim, it seems that that's the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, and other Paiskim say there's no difference. If the conditions of Chazorah were met, it should be mutter under all circumstances. However, the Chazanish seems to be machmer in putting it inside the oven. Because since inside the oven is hotter, so putting something in the oven is much more of a concern that it looks like I'm cooking on Shabbos. And maybe the machloikus, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish goes back to the point that we just said from Rabbi Tzin Abishol. It could be that the nafkamina is, what is the situation here? What is the isser? If it's because mechzik mevashel, so inside the oven, it's more mechzik mevashel than outside the oven. But if the concern is shem yichata begecholim, so maybe there's no difference inside the oven or on top of the oven. As we discussed in our previous year, they had different types of ovens. Till now, we've been discussing a kira, but they also had a tanner, which we said looked like an upside down V, and it was much hotter than a kira. And then there was a kupach, which looked like a kira, but the difference between a kupach and a kira is that a kupach only had the room for one oven, and a kira had room for one pot, and a kira has room for two pots. So says the Mishnah, Tanner shesiku b'kasha b'gvava. If you have a tanner, even though it's just being heated by straw. And in our previous year, we discussed that straw is much, we're much more lenient with straw. Still, the halacha is, you can't use a tanner under any circumstance. Why? Because the tanner is very hot, and therefore, Chazal were much more machmer by such a very hot keli. Kupach. When we speak about kupach, so says the Mishnah, she says, if the kupach was heated by straw, it's treated like a kira. If it was heated by gefes be'etzim, then it's treated like a tanner. And the Gemara is going to explain. Before we go further, there's a machlokes achronim, how to treat our ovens. The Ran and the Beis Yosef already speak about ovens in their time. And they said since the ovens in their time open from the side, the heat is not as intense as the heat of a tanner, and they're treated like a kira. The Oz Nidbru, however, says that our gas ovens should be treated like a tanner because the heat is very intense. And therefore, he says, a chiddush l'chumra, that even if somebody covers the knobs and the flame of the oven, just like our Mishnah says, we have to be machmer by a tanner, we have to be machmer by our ovens. Ramosha, however, held that our ovens, even though they can be very hot, should not be treated like tanurim, because our ovens have thermostats which shut the fire at designated temperature settings, and therefore, even though they could get very hot, they should be treated like a kira. The Mishnah Berurah says the large commercial baking ovens maybe should be considered like a tanner because they get very hot and retain their heat for a very long time. So begins the Gemara. Lamem tanish isikua. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have a tanner that was heated b'kasha b'gvava, you can't put anything on top of it. So Rav Yosef, in trying to understand our Mishnah, wanted to say that toichay mamish, they now put something inside the tanner. Al gabav a gabav mamish, now put something on top of the tanner. Avlismoich smicha to a tanner. We discussed in our previous year, shapadami would be mutter. Just like you're allowed to put something next to a kira, smicha, here too. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, we explained this yesterday, that by doing smicha, you're showing that you're not really intending to cook. That's one pshat, Rebbeinu Prachya. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says pshat is, you're not going to accomplish anything, that there's no point in being mechata. There's no chetib gecholim because it's not going to cook it anyway. Esve Abaya asks Abaya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, kupach shesiku b'kasha b'gvava, a kupach that was heated b'kasha b'gvava, harei k'karayim. B'gefes v'etzim, harei k'taner v'osur. And that means you can't put food on a kupach that was heated with gefes v'etzim. Hakikira. That means if the kupach would be treated like a kira, it would be permissible to put food on it. And we're saying that it's mutter by a kira and not by a taner kupach. Ask the Gemara b'mayiskinen. Let's understand the case. Ilei ma'gabov, if we're talking about putting the food on top of the kupach, my, what is the situation? Ilei k'shen gorfa kotem, that you didn't do grufa k'tuma, so that el kira k'ene grufa k'tuma al-gabav mishore. It wouldn't, kupach is, kira, as we've been learning without grufa k'tuma, is also not mutter. El lav, we're talking about smicha. The ketani, we're talking about smich on the kupach, and we're saying that the kupach is like the tanner, and it's osur. So we see from here that smich is osur on the kupach, and it'll certainly be osur by the tanner. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Adbar Hava, hoch v'kupach gorf v'kotum, v'tanner gorf kut v'skinen. We're talking that it was grufa k'tuma. Harei k'tanner, and what the way to learn is as follows. It's treated like a tanner. Dafagav the gorf v'kotum, even though it's grufa and k'tuma, it gabav as osur, dikikira, but if it's treated like a kira, kigrufik tuma, it's shapadami, it's mutter to do. If it were the kupach, if it was treated like a kira, if it had grufik tuma, then you could use it. Tanya kavosa dabaya, tanish is kubagash begvava, ain't samchonloi. You can't do smicha, then tsarchloim al gabav. Then tsarchloim al toichai. If you heated it begefes be'etzim, v'nois al gabov, we could put food on top of it. If it's gefes be'etzim, kashu gvov, I mean, begefes be'etzim ain't samchon loy. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava l'Ravashi, and we spoke about this at the beginning of the shiur. Hay kupach heki dami. Explain to me how the kupach looks. Iki kira dami. If it looks like a kira, I feel begefes be'etzim should be mutter if you did grufa k'tuma. Iki tana dami, then I feel bekashu gvov a nami loy. Answers the Gemara. Amalei Ravashi said, nofesh havelim with the kira, v'zuta havelim with the tanner. It's hotter than a kira and less hot than a tanner. Says the Gemara. So what's the difference between a kupach and a kira? Hey kichidami kupach, hey kichidami kira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Kupach is makom shtvisa shtei rachas, and a kupach there's only place for one pat. Kira makom shtvisa shtei k'teres, there's room for two pats. Amar Abayi v'teimer Rav Yirmiyah, afanan namitanina. We know the halacha, we learned this many times, is that a keli that gets broken is not tame anymore. But it has to be really broken. So kira shenechlaka l'orka, if a kira was split to the length, tahira, because then it can't. If it's split to the length, there's no room for any one pat. But if it's l'rachba, it was split to the width, then it's tameya, because when it's split to the width, then you have room for one pat on each side of the split, and therefore it's still usable. And since it's still usable, it's makabel tuma. However, kupach, since the kupach started off only large enough to hold one pat, so it makes a difference if it was split, bein l'orka, bein l'rochvoy. Now it's not usable to hold even one pat, and it's tahor.